I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Israel expands its military footprint in southern Lebanon. Israeli leaders described initial actions in the region as limited, but now many in Lebanon are fearing an all-out ground invasion. Staff at the Arab Baptist Theological Seminary outside Beirut have little capacity to worry, though. Lulwa Malouf of ABTS says they're busy hosting hundreds of displaced people.
This word balance doesn't exist in our dictionary, especially during this time. So many members of our staff spend more than 12 hours elsewhere, and no one is complaining.
Pray that displaced families will come to know Jesus through the word and deed of ABTS's staff.
Our prayer and our plan is that everyone will hear the gospel and have a clear understanding of why we are doing what we are doing.
And finally, Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China disagrees with reports about China banning the Bible.
Right now, the Bible is relatively accessible. I mean, we still have a great number of requests and opportunities to do Bible distribution.
There are still challenges with distributing the Bible in China. Printing is limited, so there's a higher demand than there are copies. There's also a need to reach more rural or economically challenged areas of China and to translate the Bible into minority languages.
There's still challenges, absolutely, but there's still opportunity that we need to be pursuing and taking advantage of until those opportunities are not available to us anymore.
He's asking you to join him in praying for more opportunities and to support Bible translation and distribution around the world. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.